PEPFAR aids Christian ministries, an imprisoned believer dies in Eritrea, and a groundbreaking audio Bible distribution website goes live. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With his signature Wednesday, President Bush reauthorized PEPFAR, allocating an unprecedented $48 billion over the next 5 years to help treat and prevent AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. That's more than any other leader or nation. Dave Evans, Vice President of Food for the Hungry and Chair of the ERDO HIV-AIDS Alliance, applauds the extension.
There's a lot of concern about things like how abstinence and faithfulness and a conscience clause for faith-based organizations, how those things will be dealt with in the new bill. But I'm really happy to say things like abstinence and faithfulness and other important things remain in this bill.
Evans says FHI will be applying for funding for their HIV/AIDS programs, and the funding won't keep them from their mission.
We partner with a lot of churches, and they're very good at reaching out in a compassionate way to people that are suffering from AIDS or families that are affected by it, and they will continue to be a key partner of ours in the future. We can remain confessional and do this work at the same time.
Next, a Muslim mob stoned two Christians attending church in Ethiopia several days ago. The mob dispersed when one Christian ran toward the police station. But International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho said a church leader suffered a severe concussion and injuries.
They were confronted by nine Muslims who were yelling anti-Christian slogans, and they started hurling stones at the Christians.
Although many Ethiopians profess Christ, Wahhabi Islam is growing faster than the Christian church.
Unless the growth of radical Islam is curbed in Ethiopia, the attacks against Christians will continue to rise. Ethiopian government officials should be made accountable for failing to protect Christians against such attacks.
You can contact the Ethiopian embassy to pressure Ethiopia to protect Christians. Pray that believers will witness boldly for the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is reporting that a 37-year-old Eritrean Christian woman has died while in custody in Eritrea. The woman succumbed to malaria while being held in a military training center. According to the accounts, she was already weakened by mistreatment she'd endured since her arrest last December. She was among the more than 2,000 believers who have been imprisoned for their faith. Pray that Eritrean Christians will remain faithful in the face of pressure to deny Christ. Meanwhile, special needs children often age out of the foster care system and face an uncertain future. Bethany Christian Services' Janie Van Dyke is asking prospective adoptive families to consider special needs children.
The issue is most families come to Bethany to adopt a normal, healthy child.
So there's a backlog of special needs children who are waiting for forever families. Van Dyke knows it's a challenge that may not be for the faint of heart.
A lot of the children come with medical issues. Some are correctable and some are not. Some kids come with physical challenges. Others come with developmental needs. Sibling groups that are large and come from negative past history, and it takes special families willing to take these children.
Which makes the opportunity a perfect one to see the love of Christ make families whole.
We hope to find Christian families because that's our goal, is to place these children in homes that they can learn the love of Jesus.
If you want more information, go to our website. And it's now possible to send God's Word around the world instantly and for free. Thanks to today's technology, millions more can access the gospel online. Faith Comes by Hearing just launched their updated website, faithcomesbyhearing.com, which serves as an online audio Bible distribution center. People can use the audio Bible sampling software at their website or post links on their social network profiles, blogs, or websites. For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Today's the last day. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.